Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was a little bit of a weird day, I'm not going to lie. I noticed this after Erin O'Malley, who does the midday show here at Mix, posted her checkup at Dana-Farber, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had her checkup, which was yesterday, mm-hmm. at Dana-Farber. And then you were down on the South Shore at wherever, which is also connected to Dana-Farber.
It's Dana-Farber, yep.
Correct.
It's just a good day to get themselves in check, Carson.
I know, but just seeing, you know, three women that are very close to us all dealing with breast cancer in different iterations and you know,
it's insane.
Parts of
it's
the process.
It's insane how many women it touches. And I cannot wait until they figure out the fact that it is like in our food or in the water we drink or something like that. But that's a story for another day.
Right. And so you are getting ready to start your radiation treatments.
Yeah.
And when do you start?
I don't know.
Oh.
So you have the surgery. And then I had the surgery. Then you have your checkup. And at the checkup, we realized that I was going to have a second surgery. So you have your second surgery, and then you have your checkup. And then when you're cleared from your checkup, you're supposed to get your appointment with your radiation oncologist.
Right. If you missed it, yes, the second surgery went well, and everything's out.
You're cancer-free. So you first meet with your oncologist. Excuse me. Then you meet with your radiation oncologist, and that's who I met with yesterday. And she was lovely. Mm-hmm. I love her. The whole team there was so nice and kind to me. But I was kind of expecting, you know me, I like research everything beforehand. I read more than I should probably and whatever. And so I thought that this was going to be the appointment where they sort of explain it. They do all the things and figure out where they're going to place everything, and then we'll get started.
Right.
And why I was wrong. So, so we have an appointment. She does an exam, just make sure everything's okay. There's still a lot of fluid in there, she said, but nothing I can do about that at the moment.
How's your pain levels now?
I feel fine.
Oh, that's
good. I feel pretty good. Every once in a while, it'll go zing, but pretty good. And then she's like, okay, you can get dressed. I'll come back in and we'll just finish discussing. And then she came back in and she goes, okay, so next up, we have to wait about 2 weeks. And I went,
no.
I mean, literally, I almost started crying because I was just,
right.
But I just have no tears left, so it's just dry. But like, I just was like, what do you mean? And so I guess they have to go and make sure the insurance will cover it. And then, you know, they need to do their work too. Like after having the exam and knowing where everything is, then they have to do their work. And then I'll come in for what's called a mapping appointment. And that's when they'll look at the area. They'll do the trajectory of where they'll send the radiation in there.
That's what I thought you were doing yesterday.
So did I.
Mapping. That's what I told Lana.
So did I. So you practice holding your breath. You practice some deep breathing stuff because you have to hold your breath for, make 25 seconds at a time when they do these things. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was excited because I thought I was going to get another tattoo. They don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has advanced and they don't need to make a tattoo anymore where they're going to do the radiation.
Yeah, Atlanta has that.
I was a little bummed.
it's very small.
I know, but still.
Just looks like a freckle.
Punk rock. You know, I got some piercings on the inside. I still want to match it all. But I learned, you know, that the way that they do this is that they're sending the radiation kind of sideways so that it doesn't go into your lungs or your heart. It just goes like through your boob, I guess, for all intents and purposes. And that's why you have to hold your breath so that you can expand your lungs and it's outside. And then it'll go zing and go right past your heart and your lung and not do bad things to it. So hopefully I'll get a phone call today to schedule that mapping appointment. Once we've got that mapping appointment, I'll be able to schedule my radiation. I have to have 19 of them, so that'll be 4 weeks worth.
Mm-hmm.
And just the thing that really, you know, I was hoping to get this done before we start
collecting toys.
Because I know, you know, there are side effects and it can make you real tired.
Sure.
Yeah, what's like the recovery like for going after an appointment?
So
I took my mother to chemotherapy appointments, but oh, that's very different.
So different, yeah. That's so much more invasive and basically, you know, but they have said, you know, it's like literally a 5-minute thing that you do, but probably it takes you an hour. But But because it's cumulative, because you're doing it every single day, it builds up and builds up, and it makes you tired.
Gotcha.
And there are some side effects that can come of it. There's, you know, a 1 in 300 chance of this, that, and the other thing. But I shan't worry about those things, because I don't worry about those things. But, you know, they're all like, well, you'll have the weekends to recover. And I'm like, no, I won't.
No. I'll be next to Arby's in the food court collecting toys.
That one closed, I think, Tan.
Anyway. I'll derail this segment.
Anyway, so in any event, I'm excited to get into this last part of it. I'm excited to get done with it. I was excited to meet my doctor. She was so great. And everybody that worked there was so nice. So I'm stoked about my team. And hopefully, as I say, I'll get a call today and we'll be able to schedule that next appointment. We'll be able to get moving. And, you know, I have a big vacation plan for the end of the year, too. And so I just was like, you know, I have this vacation planned and I don't want to go there being sick or anything like this. So we need to
get it
either
done.
We do it now or we do it after, because I'm not messing that up.
Yeah.
Because it's non-refundable. So.
Right.
but that's where I am. That's Lana where I had am
some
right
good,
now.
Lana had some good news yesterday with her checkup. So it was her. So she finished her radiation literally the week we went into the pandemic. She was so fortunate in that she got through radiation before that March 13th.
Didn't have to go in by yourself and all that.
And all of the, you know, because a lot of stuff just stopped happening. So that's when she finished, and then she went on tamoxifen after.
I will do that as well.
Yeah, so she...
Let's hear it for the estrogen receptors.
She was had been going in every 6 months.
Yep.
Everything was good. So yesterday, they checked her. They believe everything is good. They, I mean, they'll know more, but they think everything looked fine. And they have said now she can come in a year from now. She doesn't have to come in every 6 months anymore. And she found out she comes off her tamoxifen in December.
Let's go.
Which the side effects from the tamoxifen weight gain, you know, there's, you know, everybody has different things.
Yep. But, looking forward to those. But yeah.
Right. So it was just really good news for Lana too yesterday.
And Erin O'Malley too. She said on her Instagram, still cancer free after today's checkup, thanks to this spectacular place and my oncologist at the same spot.
Very
so
cool.
We love you ladies so very much.
Well, thank you for the update, Kennedy.
You betcha.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.